And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm in a filthy mood this week, Tony.
Yeah.
I've been hacked. My Hotmail and my Facebook are currently no more. I can't access them. Someone's gone in there. I don't know what they want to do with them. But it's very frustrating. It's pissed me off. It's like stupid little things happen to me, don't they? It's not the end of the world. Nobody's died. But I can't get on with my work and my life and everything. And it's all a bit of a pain. I didn't realise how much I needed Hotmail until I didn't have it. In protest, I have no word of the week.
Oh, okay.
I do, however, have an interesting first half to the show that I will explain what this interesting, why this first half is interesting as the show goes on. But you might be interested to hear that this first track we've got this week by The Vibrators from their excellent new album, Under the Radar, was produced by none other than the wonderful Pat Collier. Fried on Booze. That's The Vibrators and their track Fried on Booze. You might have thought I'd said there that song was recorded and produced by Pat Collier, Fried on Booze. Which would have been a bit fair. I mean, he may well have been. But that's the track Fried on Booze from their album Under the Radar. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fried on Booze. Oh, it's The Vibrator, sorry, isn't
it? Too late, mate. Too late. You said Fried on Booze. It's The Vibrators, you weirdo. MySpace.com/The Vibrators. So that's Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. But a mere slip of the tongue, Tony.
Yeah, a mere slip of the tongue.
And I've had to come down hard on it because I think you're going to get most of the others.
Not fair enough.
So just for me to win any at all, I'm having that. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really fucked off about this fucking rocking thing. It's just really... It's one of these things, isn't it? You start hating people. You go, why does someone have to do it? What does someone get out of basically thieving someone else's details and just wrecking their life for a few days? What's the point? What makes you... When you're growing up, what makes you want to do that? It's just petty, isn't it?
Mm.
I can... I was about to say I can understand murderers, but I can understand people that have been pushed over the edge to go and do something absolutely horrendous. But someone to just get into the state of mind where they want to be a hacker for a living and just mildly piss people off around the world. This thing's a really odd thing to do, you know. Anyway, I'm stuck with it. Finally, I've got some MySpace comments.
Okay, cool.
One of the things about me not being able to get into Hotmail or Facebook is I've been spending a bit more time on MySpace, so I've been noticing comments coming in, and thank you so much for that. Now, pleased to say I've got five comments this week. We're back to five. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Please do leave us a comment on the MySpace page. I like to get them. We get some excellent ones in. We got a couple of good ones this week as well. First up, it's Johnny Throttle that's playing the 100 Club at New Year's, you twit. John Codger, as me saying the other week, it was the Electric Cox who were playing with the Vibrators, who we just played at the start of the show, and it's not. It's Johnny Throttle playing with them on New Year's Day. So I will be seeing them. 2 points of order in this one line. Point number one being, he said at New Year's, which is a very American way to say it. We say New Year, don't we?
Hmm.
You don't say New Year's. Happy New Year's. Fuck off. Happy New Year. And then, but then he said the most English thing he's ever done. You twit. I can't remember the last time I've been called a twit. Thank you very much, John Codger. He's so dreamy. I'm going to see him in a year. How exciting. Right, next up. Thanks for the plays, guides. Was cool. The bad heads by the bad head bi yearly MySpace update team are on the case. Lol. Bad head. That's because we played bad head in around about August 1974. And they finally looked at their MySpace page and realised and sent one back to us to say thank you for that. So that's fine. Well done, bad head. Might play something else off them in the future. You never know. Next one up is a direct result of last week's show. It's when the wonderful Roch, my DJ friend, left us a MySpace comment saying, can I come to Luxembourg with you? Baby Woodrose, superb. Three different things, one line, very concise. Loving the Baby Woodrose. I'm going to lend him the CD. And then say to me he has to buy it. Cooper. Hey, you dirty kitten blood slags. Just wanted to say thank you for another great year. A very well done podcast full of swear Esperanto, is a twat, and excellent music. Looking forward to another great year. Alpoog, Alpoog, Keena. Haven't heard from Keena in ages, yeah. Oh, thank you very much. That's nice, isn't it?
Hmm.
It's not all nice, though, as becomes apparent. Hey, guys. Fun story. I was listening to you guys one night before I fell asleep. While laughing at something you said, I caught a cramp in my foot. As corny as it is, I can literally now say you make me laugh until it hurts. Anyhow, quick question. There was a chunk of time when I wasn't able to listen regularly. I imagine that's what... Oh, you'll find that way. But what happened to Clito the Brito, or whatever her name was? I do miss her on the show. Much love to you two wankers, the former Game Maker. Now, I'll tell you what happened to Clito the Brito, a.k.a. Ruby Breastnut. When I went to L.A., she'd invited me to stay with her for a few days, and when I got there, she refused to answer her phone or even acknowledge the fact that I was in Los Angeles and basically left me for fucking dead. So on that basis, we're not having her on the show anymore, the fucking bitch. I can't believe how that woman treated me. They say that people in the States are friendly. I know one of them's not. As some other people said, that's typical Los Angeles behaviour. Yeah, right. No, it's not. It's typical she's a fucking cunt behaviour. Excuse my language. But yeah, really out of order, basically. She said, oh, yeah, get the flight here. And like, I'll pay for you to stay in a hotel and I'll drive you around and I'll make sure you have a great time. We'll do this, we'll do that. And I got there and rang her and just no answer. And then she didn't answer at all. And I did, actually, I did manage to get her to answer the phone a week later when I was back in Los Angeles, when she clearly thought, oh, he's gone now, it's all right. I don't know what happened. But she did, I phoned her up, she picked up the phone, and I just went, how fucking dare you? She just put the phone down again.
Really?
So, yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Bitch, yeah, couldn't believe it. Well, I probably left it a bit, because I didn't want it to be sort of nasty, and then just completely forgot about it, and then thought, no, actually, that was a really low, nasty, horrible thing to do, you horrible fucking slag. So, yeah. I'm having nothing to do with her from now on. Quite clearly, she's having nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was March before last, so it really is a long time, Game Maker. Artist formerly known as the Game Maker, of course, who is now not the Game Maker anymore. did one of them their changes, didn't he? See, he.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
You do remember, do you? Yeah,
yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, cool. Right. So anyway, let's get on with the next song. This song is by Neck. You might remember I interviewed Leeson, the lead singer of Neck, the other week.
Yep.
And we've had Fried on Booze, which, as you will discover, is me pretty much over the last few days. And then this track, you'll see why. It's handy that we just mentioned Ruby Brestnut in this bitch. But interestingly, Neck's album, I think, put it down. Next album, Come Out Fighting. Excellent album. Really, really good. Kind of Clash meets the Pogues sort of deal. I had to listen through it this afternoon. I could have played pretty much any song off this album. I do recommend it. But the one that I've picked, I'll tell you the title in just a second. But what's next MySpace page, then?
MySpace.com/neckband.
Nearly. MySpace.com/neckIreland. So, interestingly, it's a good start for me here. It's probably been Internet 2, Tony Nil. Interestingly, Tony, this album was produced by none other than Pat Collier.
Okay.
Always upsetting somebody. Always upsetting somebody, rather like Ruby fucking Brestnut. Do get that album, it's classic. You're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. This whole hacking thing, it's a bit odd, isn't it? It's really messed me up, as I've explained, I think, because of I have a huge amount of contacts in my Hotmail email, including that's where everything. When I say send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, that was coming through to my Hotmail. So those of you who've already entered the Christmas competition at the moment, I can't get your entries. We've found a way round that for people who haven't entered yet, and more of that later on in the show. But it's just a pain in the neck, isn't it?
That's a pain. Hopefully you'll get it back.
Hopefully I'll get it back this week. The other thing was that I'll talk about it a bit later on in the show, but Hotmail, take 5 days. And this happened Wednesday afternoon, so hopefully I should hear something by Tuesday. Hopefully. We'll see, anyway. Right then, have you got any podcasts, Ali? I need cheering up with some happy comments.
Okay, yep, I do. Thank you all for your comments so far this month. Still loads of time in December to vote for us, so please do vote for us if you haven't already. Just head along to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read them out. And all your comments are very much appreciated. Thank you for what you've voted for so far this year. And here are the top five. Punky Radio is better than a holiday in Cambodia. Keep up the good work. Eric Arloff. Thank you very much.
Bow, 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 bow. That's a great song, isn't it? Holiday in Cambodia. Terrific.
Punky.
It's a holiday in Cambodia. Well, that's quite a good question.
Punky, the best thing you'll ever do whilst driving, or wanking, or both. A Scott net. A Scott net? Thank you very much.
I don't know.
Probably
it is. That is a very good thing to do while driving, though. He's right there.
What, punky or wanking?
Both. Wanking to punky.
Which
I've been a bit over wanked this weekend. I woke up this morning wank as plums.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I'm going to have a few days off.
Probably best too. If ever there was a reason for me to vote punky, then it has to be that December 2009 is my first year's anniversary of listening to this fine show and of meeting Paul. Thanks for all your help over the last 12 months with your great international gig guide. And I look forward to hearing another year's worth of great shows and spectacular music. Ross, with his...
Well done, Ross. Well done, Ross. And yes, I did see Ross on Saturday night. I'll tell you about that later on.
Cool.
He's on good form.
Good.
He's great. And Loopy, once again, we managed to avoid, I think, managed to avoid doing shots with each other's song, which is a first. It was a bit of a breakthrough.
Oh, cool. For the Beast. Sorry, Paul, for missing out the B. Anyway, Tony, good evening. And I hope that this vote goes towards making you chaps kings. Peace out, Smacktards, from Drummer M.
Thank you very much, Drummer M. Yes, that initial's very important to me.
Exactly. And finally, Salut Le Connard Anglais. We have a complaint. Punky's costing us a fortune because we keep hearing all this great music and so we have to keep buying CDs. Are you two on commission? Seriously, Punky is the best thing to hit cyberspace. Just a shame about the host, though. Keep on costing us loads. We'll send you the bill because we need stock up on the pot and the pasties. Ciao. Helen and Ady in France.
That's pasties, Tony, isn't it?
Ah, pasties.
It's the
not
drink.
Pasties,
it's
not, then.
She hasn't spelt pasties wrong, no. It's isn't it a sort of blackcurrant liqueur, pasties, is that right?
I thought that's cassis.
Cassis. Well, what's pasties is similar, isn't it?
Don't know.
Oh, we'll have to do some research. It's a drink. It gets you leathered anyway. And yes, they are two of my current favourite expats because they're clearly using this as a way to have a little bit of England in the third world where they live now.
Helen Dawes, anyway. But yeah, I thought it was pasties. Oh well, they could be.
Yeah.
Taking a bit of England abroad.
I think she means. I think if they live in the south of France, it's the local. Local Loopy juice, isn't it, pasties?
It probably would make more sense, yeah.
Yes, I don't think she's gone all the way to France to stock up on pasties.
You never know.
Cornwall for that, dear.
And that's it for Podcast Alley.
Excellent. So, yeah, please do vote for us on there and leave comments and do say about your favourite bands on there because it's a good way to get on. I'm sorry that I'm not being my usual or crazy self, but I am pissed off about this. Right then, next track.
Okay.
This is by The Jewel, who we haven't played in a while. Hey Doll.
Oh.
That's the Jewel. Hey, doll. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Jewel's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheJewel.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 2, The Fight Back Begins. I think you're going to limit this week. Cool. That's from their latest album, Childish Behaviour, which is spelt the American way. Very, very shrewd. And they've got there's a bonus CD with it, of which is acoustic versions of some of the songs and a couple of covers, including Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie. Yeah. Interestingly, Tony, that CD was produced by Pat Collier.
Really?
Yeah. Fancy that.
Huh.
Do you see a pattern developing?
A little bit.
Because there might be a quiz before the next song. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now, which is a dangerous place for them to be, what with Jeff Ugly Shoes, the lead singer, being a former porn star with a massive cock.
Hmm.
I do the cock, you do the twat. Tony, have you got one?
Thank you all for your nominations of the past couple of weeks. Had a few in. Still need more. Always need more to keep me running into the new year in a plethora of twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It's that simple. So do email me. Thank you very much. And this week is from our favourite male nurse, Eric. Eric,
hey.
Who always comes through. Hi, Tony. Once again, I'm heeding the call to twatage and bring my hand down into my hat to pull up a nice juicy political one. Actually, this one is both political, local and musical. It also includes radio,
great.
So I'm sure it will be of interest. Background story. The local student radio in Trondheim is called Radio Revolt and is among the best radio stations Norway has to offer. It employs over 100 volunteers who work hard around the clock to make crazy passionate radio. Topics range from nerdy computer games, pure noise and punk rock to debates. Everything the hot radio heart desires. Now all radio stations have to write applications to the Norwegian government every now and then to stay on the airwaves. The competition in Trondheim is pretty fierce. You have the horrible, crappy, commercial ridden mainstream stations fighting for their right to play dual pop music all day, pitted against the little man, that would be Radio Revolt. The first application went straight through the system and Radio Revolt got the right to stay on air 24/7. There were cheers all around, yay! Then events made a turn for the worse. Local commercial radio starts whining to the politicians saying that they want the Radio Revolt frequency. They even got a few local politicians to fight the cause. What happens? The national government overturned the decision and give the frequency to the shitty commercial station.
Oh,
what
no.
an outrage. The new Minister of Culture, Anniken Huitfeldt, has been confronted, but she just smiles and ignores all the passionate radio people fighting for Radio Revolt's survival. It breaks my heart if we will lose this cornerstone of independent commercial free radio. Therefore, I think it is fitting that you should twat the Minister of Culture for basically stabbing volunteer radio in the chest and twisting the knife.
This is brilliant.
I think that's very fair.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
I wonder whether there's anything else we could do. I'm up for the twatting, but I wonder whether we can organise some listeners to sending us. Eric, I know you're listening. If you send us the email address of the Norwegian Minister of Culture, we'll start bombarding her with emails. Saying, oi, sort it out in Trondheim.
You have to get the person who hacked you to go and hack them.
Should be easy. I don't really want to encourage hacking, but in this instance, yeah, justified. So also, we need to know whether they can operate on a different frequency. We don't know that, do we?
Well, it sounds like there's not many of them living around. So maybe they'll have to go online.
Oh, that's cock. Right, let's go for it.
So Anniken Huitfeldt from Oslo, Norway, is a
twat.
Quite
she
right,
really
so.
Is. That's out of order. It's just that. It is just that thing, isn't it? It's just like
capitalism.
We just want to be left alone, don't we? The little man just wants to be left alone. And every step of the way, someone finds some way to piss it off. Oh, I am in a mood this week. But yeah, I'm going to make it my personal beef to do something about Radio Revolt. That's it. Might have to go to Oslo. Might have to camera. That was a fright. the English bloke pushing 40 shows up in Oslo moaning about a student radio station in Trondheim. That would be great. Oh, I've had some ideas. Right then. So, yeah, that's that. I will just say that I am being cheered up slightly by the fact that while we're making the show, in the background I have my TV on and I'm watching the Demi Moore film Striptease on silent.
Oh, right.
And it is like watching sort of silent softcore while I'm making the show. And after being overwanked, this is the last thing I need, really. But anyway, it's all right. Just seeing Pandora Peaks, good lord. Right, so time for song 4, Tony.
Okay.
And we haven't played any King Curt in a while, have we?
No.
We haven't, and I do like King Curt. They played in Nottingham the other week. I'll be having a go at you about the gigs you didn't go to in a bit.
Uh-huh.
But this is from a song from their second album, which is called Big Cock. It's a terrific album. Well, actually, this isn't on the album. This came out as a single, but on the CD of the angle of the album, it's one of the extra tracks. Right. Interestingly, it's produced by Pat Collier. The first four songs this week, the first half of the show this week, I managed to pick. I realised when I'd picked two, I went, "Oh, they're both by Pat." Oh, I'll get another two. So I did. So it's an excuse to get four very different bands who sound very different, all produced by the same guy. You lucky people. What I want to know is, what is King Curt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is. Well remembered. That's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 2. This came out around Christmas. And they obviously decided to make it a Christmas song by adding some sleigh bells and chimes to it. It's a song about drinking, so it fits in with the first track, Fried on Booze. Enjoy it. It even gives you the instructions of what to do. Slammers.
For this concoction, the contents are out. From ginger root, fizzy and pow, one part of which is put in a container, which already holds two parts of tequila. Slammers, slammers, fill that the king would drink. All you're gonna do is put ginger into and then your eyes go red. Mexican bandits were cooking a goose while Aztecan Kurt heard a moose on the loose. That's the sun beat down on his hobbled head. All his friends said they look like dead, so he sat himself down to have a good peek in a bar that was painted bright pink. Ordered the king up a long beetle drink and drank it right down before your eyes could blink. Slammers, slammers, there were the king will drink. All you gotta do is put ginger into apple butter. We'll
slammers, slammers, they're all that the king will drink. All you gotta do is put whiskey in two and you'll be sick in the sink. Fabulous song. A real drinker's number, that one. Right now, Tone, it is the bit in the show when I have to ask you, because I've kind of forgotten about our friends at GoDaddy. And I was wondering whether, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I still haven't updated this bed, my bad, for want of a better expression, I was wondering if you could tell us, perhaps with a chuckle,
okay,
all about GoDaddy.
Right, okay, well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
GoDaddy makes it easy to build your website with the website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with the industry standard SSL certificate.
And what is one of those?
SSLs.
All right.
And they'll protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do.
Never more so than this week.
True, yeah. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Yeah. Also, there is PUNKY9. That's...
PUNKY9.
And that'll give you 30% off orders of all .com domains. There's also an additional code, which is PUNKY25. That's...
Gadzooks, Tony! How many of these things are there?
No,
is this PUNKY25?
It is, and that'll give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So, go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Very nicely done. I'm now going to go there for all my internet and web hosting needs, on the basis that, if you're listening, GoDaddy, I need some help with a bit of hacking.
Yeah.
Right, song 5. This is the first track of the second half of the show. We put Pat Collier to bed now, and for the next few songs, we move into songs that are in the Christmas competition, which I'll tell you all about after this. This is The Emos with another great title of a track, Jason Bourne Ready.
Like a slave.
So that's the emos there, Tony. And now that is lifted from Mainstream Music is Shit. That's Not Skanking Records Volume 2. 37 tracks of UK punk and ska, and it is absolutely terrific. And it's in our Christmas competition. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the emo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheEmos.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 2. I'm telling you, man, you've got it in the bag this week.
Oh,
yes, this album is one of a few albums that we have in the Christmas competition giveaway. One big prize. And, well, yeah, I mean, we've already told you about them. But there's one thing that I do want to tell you. Tony, you might have to say something for just a second, mate.
Don't forget, you can listen to us on Roach Radio. We're on Friday nights, Roach Radio, myspace.com/Roach Radio. And also, we are also available on Horsey Skunk, horseyskunk.com. We are on 3 times a week at different times. Please check out their website for more details. And we're also Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org, which we're pretty much we're on every night. I think we're on repeats in the week, new shows at weekend. And we broadcast all around the world.
All around the world.
Yeah. There you go.
Right, the reason that I wanted you to do that then was because I had to pick up these 30 CD wow. singles that I have in front of me here that are part of the prize. I told you it's going to be a good prize. As well as 3 or 4 albums, we've also got 30 CD singles from artists as varied as, and these are all promotional singles that weren't in the shops ever. They were like, some of them just got one track on, but they are all worth something. Most of them are at least a year old, but the difference is, I mean, we've got stuff from the Gossip, Eagles of Death Metal, Placebo, System of a Down, Primal Scream, Lacuna Coil, The Long Cut, just loads and loads. We've got 30 singles, so 4 albums and 30 singles. That's the prize for this year's Punky Radio Christmas competition. I think that's pretty good, don't you?
Yeah.
How you win it is something hopefully that you're going to remind me, Tony. What was the question?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, no.
It was referenced in a song from the previous week, wasn't it?
Was it a song in the song from the previous week, or was it about the beer goggles? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
What is the spirit-based... What is the Punky Radio's spirit-based version of beer goggles?
That's the fella.
You'll need to listen to the show from 2 weeks ago where we give it away. What is our spirit-based version of beer goggles? It was the word of the week a fortnight ago. Please send your email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, which, as discussed, we've managed to get moved to another one of my accounts, so I will be able to get them. And if you've already entered the competition and you're listening, if you could enter again, just to be on the safe side, send your email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Christmas competition with your answer to the question. What is the spirit-based version of beer goggles that we talked about as the word of the week a fortnight ago? Make sense?
Yep.
And you get the chance to win at least 4 albums and 30 CD singles. What a prize. What a prize. Now then, you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Did you do anything over the weekend?
We didn't, know, unfortunately.
No.
No.
Why was that? Because it was a bit foggy.
It was a bit foggy, yeah.
What were you supposed to do, Tony?
We were going to go to the Rubber Rooms.
Right. And then, because there was also the Bleach Boys on in Manchester, of course.
Yeah.
It was a fabulous punky weekend that I'd have been very excited about, going to at least one of those events. But, and this isn't a reflection on you personally, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
There is a general malaise with the British public, which is winding up promoters like never before. Which is that we seem to be using the flimsiest of excuses not to bother going to something that someone is putting on. As I say, Tony, this isn't directed at you. Please don't take it such. But there are too many people in Britain who say they're going to go to something and don't for some excuse last minute when they could just go. And if they'd gone, they could have been the difference between a show breaking even and a show not breaking even. every single ticket price, every single entry fee, every single cover charge is really, really important to keeping live entertainment going. If you, and again, Tony, I'm not directing this at you. This is just, when I say you, I mean the people that don't go. Because I fall victim to this as well. You see someone in the street, they say they're going to go at your show, and then they don't. I'd rather they either told you the truth or made the fucking effort. Because the people putting the shows on are making a huge effort. They need to be supported. You know what's happened down the years, don't you? You know that, for example, we did a block party when it was snowing.
Yeah.
So lots of people didn't come because there was a bit of snow. You know, the world doesn't stop because of a bit of weather. It, you know, it affected us completely. It affected us directly. And it affected the mill the whole weekend, didn't it? That things were quiet when they should have been busy. And it's just so annoying. It's not that much more effort to get somewhere in a bit of inclement weather. You can still do it, and it annoys me so much. Anyway, rant over. What I did at the weekend, Tony, is because my email got hacked into on Wednesday, by Thursday I was thoroughly frustrated, and I thought, oh, do you know what, I think I need to go and drink some beer. So I went to a hairdressing salon, which seems to be the best place to drink beer. I went to Farley's Green Salon, the new salon of Hamboys in Hermitage Road. It's absolutely brilliant, and was greeted with a can of cider when I walked in. That's the kind of barbers I like. I had the can of cider, bumped into Sulu and one or two other people who were in there, either socialising or getting their hair cut. They said that they were going out for a drink. I said, well, look, I don't really want to crank your style. I'm going to go and have a look around town. I looked around town. It was absolutely dead. I went in the Red Art. There's no one there. Hardly anyone in George. And they said that they were going to Cafe Rouge, or as I call it, Cafe Rough, to go and get some food. But as I walked past the window of the Cock, I noticed one of them, the girl Tina, in there. So I thought, oh, I'll go and see what they're doing. So I went down, had a couple of drinks with them. Then two of the girls went off, and Sulu and G said that they were going to go to Cafe Rouge to get some food, and I said, oh fuck it, I'll come and drink. Right, so we went into Cafe Rouge, where I shared a bottle of red wine with G. Everything was very, very sociable. Had a lovely time. They offered to give me a lift home. We went to get the car, but on the way to the car we said, oh, let's just say hi to the people doing the karaoke night in the Rose and Crown, because we all know them. We got there, I saw them all in there. I said, fuck the lift home, I'm getting leathered. Right. So they went off, I went in there and got really, really smashed drunk with Debs and Colgate and a few of the others, and some girls that I've met before, apparently, but I've got no recollection of, who by the end of the night I was really pissing off, because every time I spoke to them I said, what's your name again? How do I know you? Same thing again and again. I can't really remember getting back, had to get a taxi, bit expensive, bit pissed off about that. Woke up at 7:22 a.m. with a mouth resembling the northern end of a southbound vulture. Not feeling particularly well, but knowing I had to get up early because I had to try and phone Hotmail. Went to try and phone Hotmail, you can't. This is funny, on the Wednesday night I phoned their 24-hour customer service line. Got through to someone somewhere in India.
Huh?
Right. And he said, hello, Hotmail customer service, how can I help you? And I said, oh, hi there, mate. My Hotmail account has been hacked and I'm wondering what I can do about it. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Oh.
And I said, you're customer service, I'm a customer. He goes, yeah, I can't help you. I said, what? He said, you have to phone up. And he gave me a number to phone up. He said, you have to phone this number up after 9 a.m. in the morning. I went, all right, thanks so much, do that. So I got up, I rang the number. It gave me a series of options, none of which could help me out or get me through to a person. And then just went dead.
Oh.
So I was left with, basically, I did some research online. I went on a few forums of people who've had their accounts hacked, got my accounts hacked, and the same thing happened all over the place. Look, you send them an email, they send you an automated response with the ticket number for your complaint, and then you wait patiently and hope. And that's it. You can't do anything else. By the time I'd found that out on Friday morning, I had filled in this form on a website called thehelpline.com, which said, and I quote, we can help you get unhacked, we've got experts and all this, right? So I thought, fuck it, I'll do it. So I filled in this form. I got a phone call from them within 5 minutes of me filling in this form.
Alright.
It's a busy office and I can hear stuff going in the background, and this girl says, yeah, what happens? And then she says, what's the problem? I said, oh, my Hotmail and Facebook have been hacked. She went, we can sort that out for you this morning. I went, brilliant, that's excellent. She said it's $14.99 a month or a one-off payment of £100. Right. And she said the thing is, if you do it monthly, you stay on the helpline as long as you want. And when your problem is solved, you can just end the account. So basically, it's going to cost you £15 to get this thing fixed. And I thought, fuck it, I need it. £15, I'll do it.
Okay.
So I hand over £15 to these people. They say someone will bring you back within 20 minutes. But if you go on the website, in the top right-hand corner, there's a thing you can click on that says contact. Click on that, and someone will ring you up straight away. Anyway, I waited half an hour, no one phoned. Now, I filled in all this big form with them explaining what it is. I get frustrated. I hit the contact button. Within 2 minutes, the phone rings. It's the helpline. It's their computer expert. And he says, right, what's up then? I said, well, my Hotmail and my Facebook have been hacked and I need to get them sorted out. He said, right, what you have to do is send an email to Hotmail and an email to Facebook. I went, yeah, I know that. I've done that. He said, oh, right. How long ago? And I said, well, yesterday. And he said, right, okay. He said, well, Hotmail can take up to 5 days and Facebook could be up to a month. I said, yeah, but I just spoke to somebody who said that you were going to help me unhack the thing. He goes, no, what we do is we help you go through the process if you don't know about emails and that. And I went, so you can't help me at all then? He went, no.
Right.
Went, fucking hell, this woman is just fucking... I don't know whether she lied or just didn't know, but basically, I'm handed over £15 to be told what I already know. So I wasn't very fucking happy about that. And when I get, or if I get my Hotmail and Facebook back, I will be emailing the helpline to that effect and saying that I want a refund, basically.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So that didn't help my mood. Friday night, I had a gig in Langford, which is a village up the road from where I live, in the Highlands Lodge. And it's a new gig that's going to be bi-monthly, and it was absolutely brilliant. Just a terrific gig that was wrapped up before 11 o'clock, which meant that I was in the car, because I fancied going over to Luton to see my mate Steve. I got there about 11:30, and we sat in his pub and played spoof with some randoms until 5 a.m.
Nice.
Oh, God. He said to me, it's all right, at least we're not going to watch a film now. Right? Mm-hmm. Because last time I went over there, last Sunday I forget, I went over there and we didn't get away till fucking 6:30 and he didn't open the pub till 4 o'clock the next day. He was a bit pissed off. So that was Friday. Woke up Saturday not knowing where I was, as is usual these days, and went home in the afternoon, messed about a bit. Saturday night met up with my mates Chris Boy and Limburn, and we went out for a drink in the Vic where the Trailer Trash Orchestra were playing. There weren't that many people there. It was busy, but there weren't that many there. Then we went to the Sunrunner, bit up the road, hardly anyone there. Then we went across the road from there to Bombora, hardly anyone there. Then we went up to Remix Nightclub because they had a Britpop night on that DJ Roch, as mentioned earlier on in the show, was the DJ at. 7 people there.
Right.
Fucking believable, felt really sorry for them. But I'd already made arrangements, I was getting picked up at 11:30 to go into Luton, to Steve's pub, to then go on to the Coven. There was hardly anyone in Steve's pub, and when we got to the Coven, it was the quietest one in 7 months, but it was still great. And hello to everyone who was there, particularly Russ and Loopy, and Small Paul, who was his usual hilarious self, calling everyone in sight motherfuckers, whether they wanted to be called it or not. A top night was had by all. Got back to Steve's, where we stayed up till 5.
Nice.
Woke up, lunchtime today, came back, and... Everything caught up with me, and I'm absolutely shattered.
Blimey.
Yeah. Here's a band that aren't shattered, Tony. Limousine. Now, you like Limousine, don't you? And so yeah. Do some of our listeners. And I thought, the thing is, we are supposed to have their latest CD single, but it hasn't arrived yet, but that will be in the competition as well. So as well as getting the Emo CD and the 30 CD singles... and one or two others, you will hopefully also get the new Limousine single. We're going to play a track now off their album Car Crash Casino, which came about 18 months ago. They're working on a new album now, which is going to be out in early 2010, and we've already been promised copies. But in the meantime, this is another track for that. What do I know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
How are you spelling Limousine?
Limozine.
It is indeed. It's Tony Four, Paulie B and Inspector. And this is the last track on this fabulous album, King Cockroacher. That's Limousine Tony, cracking, isn't it? I see, like, though, it's really garagey and it's quite crampsy, but it's sort of, it's like punk cramps, I suppose.
Right.
I like Limousine, like them a lot. Wouldn't mind catching them, wouldn't mind seeing them do a gig. If I find out they are doing one around me, I'll find out when it is, Tony, and if I can, I'll go.
Cool.
And I will actually go, yeah. Mm. I won't just say I'm going to and not. Now, I haven't really got anything to say in this bit, mate.
Okay.
So I thought we'd just do a short section, unless there's anything, you've got anything planned this week or anything, have you?
Not massively. I mean, we're going away to Germany on the 22nd, so next week finishing work and just kind of getting preparations for that. Trying to plan a bit at London as well. It's all a bit up in the air at the minute, but lots of planning and getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, we need to plan to make our Between the Wars punky, don't we, as well?
Yeah.
We'll have to sort that out. Let's just chat about iTunes for a second. We've got back into iTunes featured as a result of just one extra review. It's really important if you can get anywhere near iTunes. We noticed the UK iTunes, but any iTunes you're on, if you're on there, it's the best way to listen to the show to get us from there. And also, if you can review Punky on iTunes, it makes a massive difference. It keeps us, the more reviews we get, the more we get featured on the list, the higher up the chart we go, and the more visible we are, the more listeners we get, the more listeners we get here, the music we play, and they go out and buy the records, and that's why we make the show. So it's not just a plea to massage our egos. You're doing all the bands a favour that you listen to on this show if you can review us at iTunes. Now, we've got thousands of listeners across the world, and we've got 67 reviews on UK iTunes. I can't believe there are only 67 Punky Radio listeners on UK iTunes. You can't do us a favour. Also, if you're on US iTunes or something, oh, Tony, tell them all about that, will you?
If you're on US iTunes or the UK ones, you can please do review us. You can just search Punky, or if you have, you can just go to punkyradio.com and there's an iTunes link on the left. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page opened up ready, where you can subscribe to us. But you can review straight from there. You just need to log in, which is free if you haven't already got an account. But just log in and review us. 5 stars, obviously. Leave us a comment, and we'll read them out. It can be short as you like. It can just be, "You're great," whatever, you know, just thanks. It doesn't matter.
Just, Tony, you're just putting words into their heads there. It can be you're great.
You're great. Tony is fabulous.
It can be we love Tony, he's so cool.
Anything like that.
Although I don't want you to lie. But yes, it's really important. I know we bang on about it, but it's really important. If you could, you're doing everyone associated with this show a massive favour. One band, one case in point, the band underneath us right now, the Chup Tups. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. There's more stripping going on the telly. I love this show. Right, next track. They're in the Christmas competition. Their album, Speed Kings, is one of the ones that we're giving away. This is one of the tracks of it. It's a fabulous album. You want to get hold of it. A little bit of British psychobilly coming up now. White Lines. Speed Kings, Tony, from their album Speed Kings. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Speed Kings.
It is indeed. It's Tony 5, Paulie B and Internet 2. What a turnaround from a promising start to the show, but I did suggest I was probably going to fucking lose massively this week. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. I'm busy this week, man. I've got Tuesday and Wednesday night, I'm doing Jongleurs in Reading. Then I've got Thursday off, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do then yet. Friday night is my comedy club in Hitchin, Saturday my comedy club in Lechmouth, and Sunday my comedy club in Bedford. And I can't let anybody know about them, because how I do the Hitchin Lechmouth ones is via email, via my Hotmail account, and how I do the Bedford one is via a Facebook event. So at the moment I'm absolutely screwed. I desperately need to let people know about the shows, praying that they'll be in the paper, especially as we've got a really lovely bill. We've got a guy called Johnny Camden from Ireland and a guy called Stephen Carlin from Scotland, both doing all three shows. So, and I'm the compere, so it's an Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman.
Ah, nice.
Nice indeed, yeah. Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman walked into a pub and made everybody laugh all night. That's what's going to happen there. For more information about the Hitchin Lechmouth shows, go to lastminutecomedy.com. There is some information on the MySpace page for the Bedford show, which is myspace.com/comedySOS, and you can find out about the show and where it is there. I do hope you can support us. Once that's done on Sunday, I'm finished. I'm done for a week until the Sunday after when I do Dollywood next year. And then I've got nothing else until about the 10th of January.
Blimey.
When I do, yeah, my next comedy show. So, yeah, my next hits and lecture shows. So, yeah, it's all going to be a bit odd. How am I going to fill up my time without a computer? I'll tell you what I did the other day. It was one of the good things about getting my Hotmail hacked was I couldn't do what I was going to do that day. So I did my tax return. Finally.
Wow.
And learnt Day Tripper on the guitar.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing how many things in real life you put off because you're fucking about on a computer. I mean, one of the good things about this really is that I've not been on fucking Facebook all day being irritating, so it's not all bad, but I mean, I'd say very, very frustrating. So that's what I'm doing this week. I'd love to see you at any of the shows you can get to. If you are at one of them, come and say hi. It's always nice to meet people who've listened on the show, so to speak. That's about it for me for this week, Tony. I know these last two sections have been short, but I'm not feeling very talkative.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a problem for radio, I realise. But the last two or three shows have been really long, so this one's a bit shorter, but I don't mind. I think we should get on with the last track. Does that suit you?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Right, so what you've heard basically in this second half of the show is you've heard the Emos on the Mainstream Music Is Shit album. You've heard Limousine and Speed Kings. All three albums are in the Christmas competition. As I say, to enter that, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, Christmas competition, with your answer to the following poser, what is Punky Radio's spirits-based equivalent of beer goggles? Send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'm going to announce the winner on next week's show, which right. is our Christmas special, and will feature all Christmas music. And we did get one Christmas track in this week, Slammers. We had one Christmas track last week, Song It To Me Santa. The last track we're playing this week has got nothing to do with anything.
Good.
It's from the Adenoids and their fabulous album, Sergeant Felcher and the Bucket of Piss, which is my album title for 2009. There's quite a few songs that we could have played up here. There's 14 songs on it. We've played a couple already. But this week's one, I just want to play it because it's just silly. It's got nothing to do with anything at all. It's just silly. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Adenoids and MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheAdenoids.
It is. It's Tony Six, Paulie B, Internet 2, Space Robots. So there you go. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you check out the MySpace pages of all the bands that are on this week's show. They should all be in our MySpace. In fact, they will all be in our MySpace Top Friends, I think. I think even the Adenoids have added us now because they're about as good as Bad Ed. Please do vote for his podcast, Ali. Please do leave a review for his iTunes. It would be nice for Christmas if we had some comedy suburbs or a poetry corner or the such like. I know one or two of you are working on things. More of that next week. It's going to be the ultimate Christmas show next week. It's going to be the best Christmas show you can hear in podcast form, because the music is insane. It's insane Christmas music. Tony, you are going to love it.
Cool.
I'm telling you that right now. And also, perhaps you could just remind people of the lovely internet stations that look after us.
Yep, so we're on hussyskunk.com, wikidradio.org, and Roach Radio, myspace.com/Roach Radio. We're on Friday nights on Roach Radio, Saturday morning/Friday night, depending on where you are in the world. Hussyskunk.com, we're on 3 times a week at different times, and Wicked Radio, we're on every night. New shows at weekend and old shows in the week.
Yeah, and they also have lots and lots of other good content, and do check them out. They're fabulous. And again, most internet radio stations are working for nothing or peanuts, so if you're at work and you can listen to something through an earpiece, just bung one of those on, have it going in the background while you're at work. You might find something you really, really like that you wouldn't have known if you hadn't listened. So sounds like an idea, don't it? Sorry that I haven't been my usual chirpy self this week. Death to all hackers. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.